The gospel is recorded by John. The gospel is recorded by John, chapter 11. Also, as you turn to that, please be supportive next Sunday afternoon for our ushers and nurses annual day. We're looking for a blessed and wonderful time. We have a great preacher coming to share with us, the pastor of the First Baptist Church in Nutley. He is a great preacher, and I guarantee you'll be blessed in this service. Chapter 11, Gospel of John, chapter 11, and I want to begin reading at verse 21. The gospel as recorded by John, the Gospel of John, chapter 11. I also want to encourage you, remind you, this is our AIDS Awareness Month. Please come out and share with us on Tuesday night. We started talking about compassion on Tuesday night. We're going to continue that discussion, but we're going to be focusing on various scriptures on this coming Tuesday. And then on Wednesdays, our focus in our midweek is also our AIDS Awareness Month. John chapter 11, beginning at verse 21, we find these words. Then said Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? Do you believe? Do you believe? I believe that what you call yourself is more important than how you are labeled by others. It's not how you are seen by those outside of you. It's how you see yourself. Others can see an image. You need to know the reality. Others have an opinion about who they think you are. You ought to know who you are. You shouldn't need others to define you. You need to be able to reveal yourself. You shouldn't have to go to others for information about you. You ought to be able to introduce yourself to the world. What you call yourself is more important than how you are labeled by others. What I know about me is more important than what you think of me. You can't be yourself if you don't know yourself. You'll never be happy with self if you always pretending about self. You cannot be who you are trying to be who you ain't. You have to know yourself so you can be yourself. You have to be true to you so you can be you. You can't just live up to others' expectations. You have to live up to who you are. You can't just strive to be who others want you to be. You need determination to be who you are. If you're not going to be false to others, you have to be true to yourself. You have to know yourself to be who you are. In the text, Jesus is not asking for information. Jesus makes an announcement. He's not looking for an opinion. He's declaring a reality. He's not asking someone about who he should be. He's telling her who he is. He's not trying to learn his ratings in the Gallup poll. He's telling the truth about himself. I tell you, it's not enough to believe that Jesus was. I got to deal with who Jesus says he is. I cannot just settle for what others have said about him. I've got to deal with what he says about himself. I do not need to debate the Pharisees who did not like him, and I have to do more than depend on the apostles who followed him. I need more than the facts of history and the creeds and doctrine of the church. But when it comes to this man called Jesus, I've got to deal with what he says about himself. See, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He says, I am the door, and I am the good shepherd. He says, I am living bread and I am living water. He says, I am the light of the world. And he says, I am the resurrection and the life. I've got to deal with what Jesus says about himself. Because either he is or he ain't. He either spoke great truth or told a big lie. He either came from God or was deceived concerning God. He's either the world's greatest savior or the world's greatest scam. I've got to deal with who Jesus says he is. When Jesus says, I am, Jesus is saying, you can't label me. When Jesus says, this is who I am, Jesus is saying, you cannot confine me to who you want me to be. When Jesus says, I am, he is saying what I choose to be is not waiting on your approval about what I ought to be. When Jesus says, I am, he's saying that what you call me is not what I have to be. Jesus says, you have the right to reject me, but you don't have the power to define me. You may choose not to believe me, but you can't label me. You may deny my name, but you can't change my name. Or you may call me a liar, but I'm still truth. You can call me a devil, but I'm still divine. You can call me a son of Satan, but I'm still God in the flesh. You can choose to reject me, but you don't have the power to label me. Oh, Jesus makes it clear you got to define yourself. When you don't know who you are, you try and be who you ain't. When others can label you, others can control you. When folks have the power to name you, they have the power to manipulate you. When you answer to the name others give you, you live your life trying to be what others call you. When Jesus says, I am, Jesus is saying, I know who I am. This is not how Christ is seen by others. This is what the Savior says about himself. See, you can't relate to others if you can't define yourself. You don't know who to hang with if you don't know who you are. You will settle for less if you don't know you're destined for greatness. You will hang out with pigeons if you don't realize you have the wings of an eagle. You will settle for being a hoe if you don't realize you have the potential to be a lady. You will let some nappy head call you the B word if you don't realize you a queen. You will put up with an abusive relationship if you don't know you have worth and you have value. You can't relate to others like you should if you don't know who you are. Or you'll settle for being a gangbanger if you don't know you have the DNA to be a doctor. You'll try and be a player if you don't realize you have what it takes to be a man. You'll spend your life chasing stuff if you can't see that manhood is in your soul. You can't relate to others like you should if you don't know yourself. When others define you, you try to live up to their perception. When others tell you who you are, you think that's all you can be. But what we have in the text is a Savior who says who he is when he says, I am. Well, I don't care what you're thinking. I don't care what you believe. Jesus says, I am. I don't care how uneasy you're feeling, how uncomfortable you are. I am. I don't care if it doesn't jive with your preconceived notions and your belief system. I am. May not be what you want. It may not be what you thought, but I am. May rock your boat and may wreck your world, but I am. May mess with your theology and may disturb your religion, but I am. May cause you doubt, may cause you to doubt me and may force you to leave me, but I am. Jesus says to a grieving sister in a dark cemetery, I am the resurrection and the life. I let your brother die, but I'm the resurrection and the life. We in the cemetery with dead bodies all around, but I am the resurrection and the life. Folks are mourning death and weeping over the dead, but I am the resurrection and the life. Your loved one is dead, even in my presence, but I am the resurrection and the life. Help me, Holy Ghost. I tell you, sometimes Jesus would have us to believe what the facts don't support. He wants you to take as fact what cannot be substantiated. He wants you to believe that a thing is true before you have evidence that it's real. He doesn't want you to believe based on what you see. He wants you to believe something even though you're seeing nothing. Count it as done even though nothing has happened. Let a faith statement become your facts. Believe in what he says before you see what he does. Jesus at a funeral says, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus, at a time of death, says, I am the resurrection and the life. Y'all don't hear me. Jesus, at a grave, says, I am the resurrection and the life. He does not let what is blind him to who he is. He doesn't come to the grave to discover himself. Jesus goes to the grave knowing who he is. Oh, I tell you, you need to stake out your own territory about who you are. You need to lay claim to your isness in Christ Jesus. You need to place a border around yourself protecting who you are. You don't need anyone in your life who wants to label you and rename you. You don't need anybody who makes you feel you can't be who you are. Don't waste your time with folks who want you to be what you ain't. Jesus says, I am, and then Jesus says, you got to take me as I am. Oh, don't get mad because I'm not what you want. Accept me for who I am. Don't try and change me. Go on and trust me. Don't tell me what I didn't do. Stand back and see what I'm doing. I don't need to hear what would not have happened if I had been here. I want you to see what's going to happen now that I have arrived. Jesus, I wish I had some help. Jesus, in the midst of death, says, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus says who he is, and Jesus is saying you have to accept me for who I am. Now look at it. Look at it. Before Jesus does the work, Jesus wants you to believe the word. You have to believe the message before he works the miracle. Faith doesn't follow miracles. Faith produces miracles. The Lord never works a miracle to get you to believe. There can't be a miracle lest you believe. Miracles are not to give you faith. Miracles are the proof you have faith. Jesus wants you to take the word when his word is all you got. Believe in what he says. With no facts to back it up. Believe it is true even when the evidence says it's false. Believe in the promises of God even as you wrestle with the pains of life. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Now take me at my word. I know I didn't get here on your time, but I'm here on God's schedule. I know I didn't do what you wanted me to do, but I will do what needs to be done. I know things haven't worked out like you planned, but you need to realize I'm still working. Just take me at my word. I am the resurrection and the life. Oh, I tell you, this is the hope in the text, and this is the good news of the gospel. This is the best news Martha could get, and this is the best news since news been news. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. I tell you, this is a grand proclamation and an awesome word. This is a teacup of a verse that overflows with an ocean of truth. Y'all ain't helping me. In the text, we have the person of Christ. I am. This is more than what Christ can do. This is who Christ is. This is more than the power of Christ. This is the nature of Christ. This is not just a promise. This is his very person. This is not just what he can do. This is who he is. I mean, it's one thing to do something, but it's another thing to be something. It's one thing to create life, but you on a whole nother level when you are life. It's one thing to produce stuff, but it's another to be what you produce. Jesus says, I am. Oh, I don't just supply your need. It's me that you need. He's not talking about what he does. He's talking about what he is. He says, I am. See, the Jehovah. See, the Jehovah of the Old Testament is the Jesus in the New Testament. The I am that spoke to Moses at a burning bush is the I am who speaks to a sister in a dead cemetery. And hear me, the I am that was concealed in the Old Testament is the I am revealed in the New Testament. The I am who was camouflaged in a burning bush is revealed in the Word made flesh. Now, in the Old Testament, I am says, I am that I am. But in the New Testament, I am says what I am is. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door, and I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. I am the resurrection and the life. And he says, Jesus says, I am. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. Now, Martha was looking for an event But Jesus wants her to focus on a person. She thinks the resurrection is set for a day. He wants her to know the resurrection is in him. She thinks it's a far off event that has yet to come. He wants her to know that in him the resurrection is already here. I tell you, sometimes we get so caught up in what is to come till we lose sight of what already here. We looking for a God in the hereafter and miss God in the here and now. Some folks just focus on the second coming and forget that the Comforter has already come. Now hear me. I do believe that the Lord is coming back. But I also know the Lord said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I do want to go where Jesus is, but I also know that the Lord walks with me and he talks with me. I do believe in the sweet by and by, but I can also say the Lord is blessing me right now. See, I don't want to just focus on the second coming. I want to focus on the Lord who is coming back. And what I like about the Lord is he can appear before he returns. He can make his presence known before he comes back. You can have contact with the Almighty before the Almighty returns. They used to sing a song. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. But I stopped by to tell you, the King we're going to see has already come to see about us. Yeah. Jesus wants us to know the resurrection is not just an event. The resurrection is him. You don't need the day. You need the resurrection. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Now notice, Jesus declares who he is after Martha tries to set limits on what he can do. After she says, Lord, if you had been here, if you had came when we called you, if you had made a pastoral visit like you supposed to, if you would visit the sick like you ought to, my brother would not have died. She goes on to say, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Now hear me. This is a nice statement, but it's not the right statement. She believes that God will grant his request, but Jesus wants her to know that he doesn't have to request to be what he is. Because he is God, he doesn't have to get permission from God. Because he is one with the Father, he can do what he wills. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Look at it. Jesus is both resurrection and life. The resurrection is first, and life is what follows. He doesn't just call you out the tomb. He helps you make it in the world. He does more than snatch you from the grave. He helps you survive in the now. He gives us more than existence. He gives us expression. We don't just breathe, we live. We're not just mobile, we have destiny. We do more than occupy space, we make a difference in the world. We do more than exist, we experience. We're not just undead, we are alive. Help me, Holy Ghost. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. The dead who believe in me shall live, and the living who believe in me shall never die. I can cause the dead to live, and I can keep the living from dying. I can call the dead from the grave, and I can help the living bypass death. I can serve an eviction notice on the grave, and I can help the living avoid the cemetery. Jesus says, if the dead believe, they will live, and if the living believe, they won't die. Jesus is saying, faith can save you, and faith will keep you. Faith can get you out the grave, and faith can get you beyond the grave. If you believe, everything is covered. If you don't believe, everything is lost. Belief secures everything. Unbelief can't fix nothing. Now look at it. Jesus says, he that believes, and Jesus says, he that believeth in me. You can't just possess faith. You have to know where to place your faith. It's not just what you believe. is who you believe. You have to do more than believe a creed. You have to believe a Christ. It takes more than belief in doctrine. You need to believe in the divine. You need more than an opinion about God. You need an encounter with God. You can't settle for what you heard others say about God. You have to trust God for yourself. You can't just have faith in anything. You have to have faith in Jesus Christ. See, some of us have faith, but it's faith in the wrong thing. We trust in self more than we believe in the Savior. Listen to CNN more than we believe in the gospel. More prone to believe gossip than we are apt to step out on the word. Rather believe what others said over what God has promised. But Jesus is not just the object of our faith. Jesus is the focus of our faith. Other things and other folks can help our faith. But Jesus is the focus of our faith. The pastor can help teach me about faith, but I can't put my faith in the pastor. The church is a good place to cultivate faith, but believing in church folks not going to save you. Other folks can help you with faith, but you can't make it putting faith in folks. Only Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Only Jesus is the source of salvation. Only Jesus is the giver and sustainer. Only Jesus has the power and the strength. Only Jesus can make the promise and keep his word. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. There is salvation in no other. There is no other name given whereby we must be saved. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Look at it. The master says, whosoever liveth, and believe in me shall never die. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm a part of the whosoever crowd. I'm not in the in crowd, and I'm not a part of the happening crowd. I don't really fit in with the sedated or even the sanctified crowd. I can't always hang with the bougie or the highly blessed bunch. I know I can't hang with those who are free from sin and those who are living above sin. I ain't with the crowd who's going up to heaven in a house. But I'm a part of the whosoever will, let him come. I'm with that group who heard that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever is those of us who don't measure up to the religious criteria. Whosoever is those of us who sin and miss the mark. Whosoever is those of us with blood on our hands and skeletons in our car. Whosoever is us who did some stuff in the dark, we pray will never come to the light. I'm glad that the Lord made provision for whosoever. Whosoever liveth and believeth shall not die. Now we know. We know the master is not saying we will not see death of the body. But he is saying we will not see the death of the spirit. Physical death separates us from the world. Spiritual death separates us from the Lord. Jesus wants us to know that death is an event and not a condition. It's an episode, but it's not eternal. It doesn't keep you from living. It just changes where you live. It doesn't stop life. It alters life. It doesn't bring life to an end. It brings about a change in life. Jesus says the dead shall live and the living don't have to die. The dead can be delivered and the living shall not be destroyed. The dead have hope and the living are secure. See, the text shows it and life declares. In our world, there is death, but in our Christ, there is life. All around, there is the dying, but in Christ, there is life everlasting. This world will crucify, but God will resurrect. This world specializes in storing dead bodies, but Christ knows how to raise dead souls. The world has an abundance of grave diggers. Christ believes that the stone shall be rolled away. This world gets rid of the dead, but our Christ gives life to the dying. Christ not only heals the sick, Christ will resurrect the dead. Not only will he heal a woman who's been sick for 12 long years, Christ will raise a dead girl 12 years old. Not only will he heal a boy who's possessed of a demon, Jesus will resurrect the son of a widow woman en route to the cemetery. With Jesus Christ, the dead can live again. Death is not final, and the grave is not a dead end. There can be a party after the funeral. Your sorrow can be turned to joy. Even though skin worms may eat of your body, yet in your flesh you can still see God. With Christ, death is not the end and dying is not final. It matters not what you die from, nor how long you've been dead. Doesn't matter where you are buried or where you are laid. With Jesus the Christ, the dead can live again. Dry bones can be resurrected and dead bodies can be revived. With Jesus the Christ, the dead can live again. That's the good news of the gospel. I tell you, that's the good news of the text. The dead can live again. Not only can the sick be healed, but the dead can be resurrected. Not only can the blind see, dead bodies can live again. Not only can the lame walk, but a dead corpse can be revived. With Jesus the Christ, the dead can live again. Now look at it. Jesus makes a declaration and Jesus gives a promise. Jesus declares who he is and Jesus announces what can happen. Jesus says who he is, but there is a requirement before he can do what he says. Before he can work a miracle, he's got to have something to work with. Before he can do what has never been done, he needs someone to believe that he can do. Before he can deal with the facts, he needs somebody to give him some faith. And he needs somebody to believe he can do all things before he can do anything. He needs somebody to believe that he's able before he's able to do a thing. He can't fix the mess till somebody believes he's a miracle worker. He can't do all things if somebody, he can do all things if somebody can believe all things are possible. He can't do it till you believe. He can't get it done till you believe that it's done. Jesus makes a declaration to Martha. Then Jesus needs a decision from Martha. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. Then he says, believest thou this? Now I don't need you to believe it so I can be it. I need you to believe it so you can see it. I don't need you to believe it so I can become something. I need you to believe it so I can do something. I am the resurrection and the life. Now do you believe it? I know who I am, but I need you to believe I am who I say I is. Do you believe this? Because if you believe, all things are possible. If you believe, something can happen and things will change. If you believe, you can go from a breakdown to a breakthrough. You can go from a funeral to a party. You can go from a departure to a reunion. You can go from crying the blues to an anthem of praise. I got the power if you have the faith. I can work the miracle if you can provide the trust. I can raise the dead to new life if you can remove the stone of doubt. I can do a work if you give me some faith to work with. I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? Look at it. Look at it. Just look at it. As mighty as Jesus is, he needs faith to work with. With all the power he possesses, he needs to have at least mustard seed faith to grow a blessing. With all that he can do, he needs faith to get something done. This Christ, who can do all things, won't do a thing till he gets some faith. He needs your faith to exercise his power. Now hear me, I'm not saying he can't move without faith, yet he chooses to move with faith. God moves us, but it takes faith to move God. His power needs our faith. I hear the master say, I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? It's not if I can do it. Can you believe? I'm not doubting myself. I need to know you trust my word. I know who I am. I need you to believe what I say. Do you believe this? I know you heard it, but do you believe it? I know you can't understand it, but do you believe it? I know it's hard to grasp and difficult to comprehend, but do you believe it? I know it's beyond your intellect and assaults your reason, but do you believe it? I don't need you to quote it. I need you to believe it. I don't need you to recite it. I need you to believe it. I don't need you to turn it into a bumper sticker. I need you to believe it. I don't need you to just read it at a funeral service. I need you to believe it in your heart. I am. I'm going to preach now. I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? Well, I'm through now, but I just want to ask you, Fountain, do you believe this? Now, I know you've heard the word, and I know you've heard the gospel, but I want to know, do you believe this? I know you're in the church, and I know you're in the word, but do you believe this? I know you've been to the water, and I know you've been baptized, but do you believe this? We have all sinned come short of the glory of God. Do you believe this? We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Do you believe this? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Do you believe this? That whosoever believeth on him shall not perish. Do you believe this? God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Do you believe this? While we were sinners, Christ died for our sins. Do you believe this? He's Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Do you believe this? He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Do you believe this? He's a doctor in a sick room. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. Do you believe this? He can heal your body. He can bless your soul. He can change your life. Do you believe this? He's bread in a starving land. He's water in dry places. Do you believe this? Do you believe he's got the power? Do you believe he's got the strength? Do you believe that he's able? Do you believe that he's willing? Do you believe this? Yeah. 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 Something will happen if you believe. Something will change if you believe. A door will open if you believe. A way will be made if you believe. There will be a breakthrough if you believe. I am. I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? It's all right to go and visit the cemetery, but do you believe this? It's all right to cry when a loved one is gone, but do you believe this? It's all right to keep the picture hanging on the wall and hold on to your memories, but do you believe this? That there is a day coming, that there is a day coming when the dead in Christ shall rise again. There is a day coming when the trumpet shall sound. And when the trumpet sound, everybody who was covered by the blood stood on the word and filled with the Spirit. The dead shall live again. Do you believe this? And don't look for something to get you to believe. The reason why you ain't seeing nothing is because you don't believe. The doors of the church are now open.